Some of the following language in this podcast is explicit. You have been warned. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Defenestrate MP3.
Hello.
So today we got Arthur, we got me,
oh,
Ben.
Hello.
We've got Ollie.
Hello,
Ollie.
How you guys
hello,
doing
Ben.
Today?
I'm doing good. Dan, how are you?
I'm fine.
It's like we just suddenly popped into a call.
Suddenly.
Yeah.
Only
we
just...
haven't.
We haven't been talking before this.
No, we haven't been planning what we're gonna say at all.
No.
No.
How?
No. Professionalism.
So basically, this is gonna be us with special guests and stuff.
We're hopefully going to get Syndicate.
About
today
me.
We've got Artie.
Yeah.
Artie, maybe special guest.
Artie Bojangles.
Artie Bojangles.
Yeah, Artie Bojangles. How you doing, Arthur?
Good.
Are you hyped about being the first guest?
Ooh.
I'm pretty hyped.
Good.
Pretty hyped.
Not very.
Not very,
hyped.
No.
Just like reasonably.
While we're slightly. Recording this, some of us are also playing on the Defenestrate server, so...
I'm stripping.
I'm not.
I'm stripping as well.
Because I'm good. Whoa, guys.
Whoa.
This is PG-13.
PG. PG.
What?
PG.
I said I'm strip mining as well.
I'll beat you down.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're recording this, so we just pay it back. It's fine.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm strip mining. Don't laugh. It's not funny.
Okay, kids so, start the podcast. Who wants to talk first? Oh, Defenestrate stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
T-shirt shop.
It's a good start, Dan.
T-shirt shop is on the way. Somebody's doing an amazing job with that. I think they need a round of applause. Totally not me. It is me.
Yeah, it's Dan. It's fine.
That's pretty much it.
That's lovely, that is.
Who have we added on the server this week, Dan?
Oh, yeah.
We've got two new members.
Ooh.
We've got the British Alpaca.
British
and
Alpaca.
We have Tech Knob.
He's a knob.
PG-13, guys.
Oh,
techno
right.
Boy. Techno Boy. Isn't
yeah,
it?
That'll do.
Techno.
But the
techno
O in knob B. is a zero, so it's tech N0 knob. N0.
Okay,
knob.
Let's just stop talking about.
Moving on.
Let's stop talking about technological knobs.
So, how's everyone doing?
I'm fine.
Good.
Been done
through,
that bit.
Been through that.
It's
that.
A Sunday.
What about, yeah, it's.
So,
Sunday.
Minecraft.
Yeah, what, some stuff what? To talk about, don't you, Dan?
It's maybe slightly out of date.
Only slightly.
But what do people actually think of 1.8?
I think it's good.
I think it's good. It's very bountiful, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
Yeah. I like the new, what they called? The new,
Blocks.
Blocks, yeah. Well, you know what I mean. And I like the rabbits, because they're rabbits.
I don't like the rabbits. I think
you don't like the rabbits.
They look ridiculous.
I like the rabbits.
I think they're a bit useless.
They're useless,
but they just jump around everywhere and they're quite cute.
I don't like the Endermites. The Endermites are just pointless.
They're annoying.
They feel so unfinished because they don't drop anything.
If you could
what do you think they should drop, Dan?
Enderpearls.
Ender dust or something.
Ender dust,
and then you put four ender dust like you do with stone with normal stone to get stone bricks to get one ender pearl.
That's quite a good idea actually.
Or just not have them at all because they are really really irritating.
Yeah, well, I don't even know why they were put in the game.
Ender pearls are fairly overpowered though. Fairness.
Yeah,
I mean I've got.
It's not really nerfed it, have they?
Have you got a double chest? The ender's awful.
Well, I've got a looting 3 sword and everything. I literally stayed there for about an hour just collecting ender pearls and stuff like that.
Fair enough.
I'm now working on my chest area.
Oh.
Oh.
Get you.
Oh.
Get me indeed.
With red stained clay, everybody.
Yeah, I love the new red stained clay that they've
not
implemented. Shut up, Dan.
It's not in the bountiful update, Ollie.
Arthur, what do you think of 1.8?
Good.
Arthur likes the slime blocks, don't you, Arthur?
slime box are fun.
Other than the
there's a lot of new commands as well, aren't there?
Yeah.
What? I don't know.
Slash
clone slash data.
Slash world border.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Oh, that's one thing I like.
Execute, achievement.
New granites.
Test for block data.
Test for blocks.
No, that's
what
not,
does
that's
at E do?
At entity.
That targets entities. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Useful tip for
armor stands and banners. Anyone?
I haven't actually used the banners, but
I think the banners are not done as well as they could have been.
They've got a lot of potential.
Yeah, it's just they don't look like banners; they just look like tapestries.
Yeah.
What about?
I like them if they're more like flags, like animated flags.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, what about the big one, the new ocean monuments, and the
guys? Oh, I like them.
I really like them. Yeah.
They're well made. That's really good. The only downside I can give on the block side is the red sandstone and sand.
Yeah, they're pointless.
Really not worth.
It's a new block.
Doing.
New.
No, yeah, they don't look.
They don't look enticing.
Yeah, they don't really
go with
anything.
You can't really use them with anything, can you?
No. They just look nice, really.
They don't, though. That's the problem.
That's
the point. They look like sandstone, but worse.
So, am I right in saying coarse dirt is like the non-spreadable dirt that they tried to put in?
Yeah. But they did put it in, but it looked like normal dirt, whereas now, if it generates, it looks like coarse dirt.
Right, okay.
Cool. Carry on.
No, I was just saying that's cool.
Any new blocks that you guys like to see in the next update?
I'd like to see half slabs and stairs of the new stones.
And the hardened clay.
Personally, I'd like double ender chests. So, like, that's double chests.
Yeah.
Because, to be fair, you can't actually not put as much stuff as you think you could. Like, it just fills up so quick.
I'd
like random ender dragon colours.
I think I'd like a lot more little features rather than big features. Because the game, actually, at the moment, is great. It's fairly well balanced.
Maybe a new realm, so like they did like the Twilight Forest, but kind of different, I reckon.
But I you see, it's interesting because what are Microsoft gonna do with it? So I slipped.
That's
to,
yeah, that's
slipped
point.
Into the next topic there. Did you see that?
Microsoft? Everyone.
Will be DLC.
$2 billion.
$2.5 billion,
wasn't it?
I think it's like 2.4. I think it's like 2.3 or something.
Well, it's not actually cash. It's sort of like.
Yeah, they've paid. Microsoft have paid their notch in diamonds for the whole game.
Yeah,
so we'll give you an infinite supply of diamonds.
Notch just gets all versions of Windows for free now.
Yeah, but to be fair, they're all crap. After
7.
PG-13.
Crap's not a swear word. Crap's fine.
Let's just go with the image. Crap. Is crap a swear word? Crap.
It is in America though. That's
poo's a freaking swear word in America.
Oh no.
No offense to all you Americans.
We love you guys. We have some on the server, so there you go. Some of the new ones are American.
Hi Putelli.
No, she's not very new.
She's not new, she's been over a month.
Over two, I think.
Penguin? 8 days, and then it's 2 months.
Penguin and Alex, they're both American. They're new.
Crap. Yep.
Yeah. They were new, half a month ago or something.
Can we just all take a round of applause for Ben's microphone quality?
No one does it.
He's a bit close to it.
Yeah, I think Ben's a bit...
I'm nowhere near it.
Oh. Sounds a bit weird.
Yeah.
This is close. This is fine. Is that
once
fine?
Once you get the pop filter, it'll all be good, Ben.
Once I get the pop filter... It'll be fine.
Indeed.
So, onto the weather segment. We're going to predict the weather for the following week.
In UK, by the way, not anywhere.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere else.
I feel like Monday is going to be rainy, right?
No, I'm just going to go with clouds. Clouds and cold.
All across the country, right? But I think Scotland's going to be sunny this week.
I think Scotland's going to have a
heat
wave.
That is a rare thing.
Heat wave.
That is a rare thing for Scotland to be sunny.
Yeah. That's just... We have not looked at the weather forecast, guys, by the way. It's just...
No. We literally just... Like we said, we called. What was it?
We called it. So if that happens, then BBC Weather hook us up with a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please. We need money.
Damn, that sounded very non-PG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want a weather job. Oh, yeah.
All right, Ben.
PG-13, guys. Well, Arthur, you're very talkative.
Yeah, Arthur. I mean, we haven't been able to show
you. Arthur, what about the website, dude?
Oh, yeah. We have website, which is not being updated because I'm lazy.
We have website.
It's in beta.
Beta, man.
Mayan.
So, yeah.
So, is that very exciting?
So, sports. Yeah. Anyone watch sports?
Yeah, bit of football.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
A bit of FIFA.
What's a gaming podcast without sport?
What's a gaming podcast without FIFA?
Oh, yes.
A bit of EA. Shocking.
FIFA 15, isn't that something that's been released or something?
Yeah, it is. It's been released.
I don't know about this.
They've got, what was it? Every team in the Premier League have their own stadiums now.
Yep, they do indeed. Cool. That's pretty cool.
Does the gameplay actually change when FIFA Lite updates?
Not really.
Kind of.
The keepers are more advanced now.
Keepers.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh. Currently on Steam Early Access.
Oh.
You get Sorcerer King. Cubic? Is that...
Quebec.
Is that following on from Cube?
Oh.
I think it might be.
Anyone for some Alien Isolation?
That looks like a good game.
Yeah, it's coming out. I don't know when.
I've seen Poods play it.
Poods to play.
Really?
Yes, really.
Yes, really. Yeah.
The long reviews.
PC Gamer's given it 93%. The Guardian, 5 out of 5. Games.
Guardian?
Yeah.
Since when did they do game reviews?
I don't know.
Guys.
Oh, and IGN, 4,822 out of 10.
Yeah, but IGN don't know nothing. Don't know nothing. That's good English, Ollie.
Don't know nothing.
The Long Dark, right? Hypertelli wants this game, apparently, according to Steam.
What is it?
Early Access. The Long Dark is a thoughtful, exploration-focused survival simulation set in the northern wilderness.
Oh, I've seen
the aftermath of a global disaster.
Sounds like a very typical game, like DayZ and...
DayZ's still in development, still in beta.
DayZ still hasn't interpreted. Still glitchy, still haven't interpreted.
The reviews are overwhelmingly positive.
Ooh.
Sounds overwhelming.
Someone, yeah.
Sounds good.
So, movies. Mm-hmm. Anyone watched any movies recently? Oh, damn it.
Yeah, but Austin Powers.
I'll just Google what's in cinemas.
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
What's that? That's coming out.
What do you mean, Ben?
Oh.
It's got... Oh, hello? You're right there.
We got Dracula Unturned.
No,
got
not that one.
Girl. Dolphin Tale 2. The Equalizer.
You've got the one with James Franco and Seth Rogen. That looks absolutely hilarious.
I want to see Maze Runner.
Basically, if you don't know what that is, it's Maze Runner. I think they're like news kind of. They work for the news and they're going to interview Kim Jong-un.
Man.
And then apparently the FBI get in contact with him and tell them to assassinate him. And it's just, if it's got Seth Rogen in it, it's bound to be funny.
Yeah.
Lucy? Is Lucy any good?
Oh, Lucy, get away. It's basically a woman, she can access 100% of her brain, and she could like go into files and she can turn back time just because she can access 100% of her brain, which you can do anyway without having like pills to do it.
That sounds like whatchamacallit. What was that?
To who?
No, there was one. There's a movie about this.
Oh, he's getting somewhere.
I think it began with a U.
U?
Yeah, it's about pills. And he went insane.
See, there's a lot of movies that are like a month old that are still in the cinemas and stuff. Like Guardians of the Galaxy is still in the cinema. And
I haven't seen that.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
I've seen that twice. It's such good.
It is good.
I usually wait till they come out on DVD.
If Fair enough.
The in between is.
I do want to go and see Dracula.
And then I just get my mate to buy the film, and then I just go and we just watch it.
12 Years a Slave is still in.
Is it?
Really? No,
that's like one of those things that just are.
It's released in January.
Anybody from some Liam Neeson?
I watched that new one. How?
Walk Amongst the Tombstones.
No. Taken 3.
Taken 3.
That why?
Oh my god.
Basically, his wife dies.
Yeah, and he gets suspected.
He gets suspected of killing her. So instead of the police come round, and instead of telling them they're innocent, you let him to arrest him and then prove he's innocent. What does he do? He breaks the cops and freaking wrists.
Yeah.
Knocks him out and goes on a run. Are you an idiot?
Well, it's gonna make.
Oh my god!
Taken 4 is coming soon as well.
Not gonna lie, I'm extremely hyped.
Right? What?
For
12 days till Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is out.
Oh yay! So much fun. Cowabunga.
Sorry, Dan. How old are you? That.
It's got Megan Fox.
It's got Megan Fox in it.
Oh yeah, that's what. That sounds like a really good film. So I'm actually gonna go watch that. I've heard really good reviews. Transformers 4 that came out a couple of months ago. That was very good.
It wasn't very good. It was awful.
The dinosaurs.
I watched it.
Great.
They ruined the Dinobots.
Anybody seen the trailer for Gone Girl?
Nope.
Ben Affleck. That's the first serious movie I've seen him in a while.
Ben Affleck.
He's like Comedy Central.
Indeed.
Indeed, he is.
Would you class Bowmeal? Yeah. Okay.
If you go to the cinemas, you get Starbucks with your ticket, you get it free.
Starbucks. And then what you have to do, take a selfie with it and put hashtag white girl on Instagram.
So guys,
no offense to all you white girls out there, but I'm white myself.
So Dan,
we move on.
Moving on
to the deep section of the podcast.
Welcome to the deep section of the podcast.
Ben's bum.
The title of this section is.
Title of this section.
Is the horse trade a Nazi slave trade?
A Nazi slave? What?
What?
What are you on about?
The horse trade.
Yep.
What's this? What's buying this? Trade? Enlighten me. Buying and selling horses.
And like riding them around and stuff.
IRL?
Yeah.
Oh, my mother's making soup.
Mm. Ooh. That's a bit of soup.
Sounds delicious.
I don't understand what you mean either.
Okay, let's think about it, right?
Do you mean like people buying and selling horses?
Yeah.
Legally or what?
No, legally.
Legally. Right? Well, what's the problem then?
That's been a thing for like centuries.
Right? Exactly.
Does that make it right?
Yes.
Yeah. Because they're horses, they're bred to race or to ride or whatever.
Right?
Yeah.
The horses, right, do they have a choice whether they get to ride or not?
Yeah, they just kick the guy in the bollocks with them.
No, but they get forced not to, and they get, like, whipped and stuff. It is literally like the slave trade. They get bought and sold, right?
What are you suggesting we do, Dan?
Nothing.
They're not like us, though. they're not as intelligent as us.
Ah, no.
So, no, I'm not being a Nazi.
See?
Oh, for fuck's
sake. See what I did there?
Dan, Ben! Language.
I'll bleep it out. It's fine.
We're only calling him a Nazi. It's not a stopping.
Yeah, that's not offensive to anyone.
What we may say is because they're lesser than us, we can buy and sell them.
Well, that's implying that then we could use them as slaves, but then they're not slaves because they're not doing anything for us.
Yeah, they are.
What are they doing?
Giving us money.
Providing entertainment.
Yeah, but they did that with bears, and that was banned. So, if it's such a big problem, they're going to ban it, aren't they?
How long will that take, though?
I don't know. But it's been a tradition for ages.
So?
Well, you can't break tradition just like that.
Oh, you can.
Go on, then. Sorry, have
you
go.
That's my...
Anyway, in other gaming news...
other gaming.
Swiftly moving on.
I hope you've got something to back that up, Artie.
No, I don't. I'm just leave it getting an opportunity for
New Call of Duty comes out soon.
Oh, yep, yay. That's
all we're going to speak about with that, because Call of Duty sucks. Yeah, people can say Minecraft sucks, but...
I thought you liked Call of Duty.
No, I do not. It sucks.
Does he seem like the sort of guy who would like Call of
Duty? Just like you said, I'm the kind of guy that would bully someone.
Yeah.
Anyone for another sequel of Borderlands? It's getting a bit annoying now.
Borderlands.
Yeah, Borderlands. No, anyone?
Never played any of the games.
Nope, me neither.
Right, okay. Moving on. The Crew. I'm going to play The Crew. I want to play The Crew.
What's that?
You drive everywhere.
In a car.
Okay.
New World of Warcraft.
So?
That's coming out in November.
All Blizzard care about is money. That's it. That's all they care about now. Money.
Anybody, Assassin's Creed fans here?
Yeah.
I'm guessing they're bringing out a new one.
Unity is coming out on the same day as Rogue. So, take your pick. Templar or French person?
Templar any day of the week.
French person. No, I go for Templar.
Templar is love. Templar is life.
Templar is not love.
So, PewDiePie, does everybody's comments? ages ago.
Oh, well.
What do you think about big YouTubers disabling their comments?
I think...
Well, bearing in mind he's got one on his channel, his website, he's got a section where you can comment on. Yeah.
And to be fair, most of it was, if you like PewDiePie, you'll love me. Check my channel out for horror games and stuff.
It's really easy though, right? Anything that says channel, you delete the comments. You can set up a filter. It does not take long.
Yeah, what if you're an innocent person talking about PewDiePie's channel?
Huh?
What if you're innocent and talking
about
PewDiePie's
channel? Well, it's better than destroying the entire comment section.
That's true.
The Oscars did it for a month or so, didn't they? They just
did it for about a week when the new comment section came out.
Oh.
YouTube have ruined the comment section, let's just be honest.
It is.
Yeah.
Terrible.
What's happened? I don't understand what's wrong with it.
You have infinite amount of space to write, and it just encourages more spam, and you can post links. It's just...
And most of the links are like, have you seen what this dude's saying about you? You click it, and it's a jump scare.
Yeah.
And then you smash the laptop.
I've disabled links on my channel, so you can't post links in my comments.
Oh, that's quite good. How do you do that?
You don't get comments anyway.
Oh!
That's cool. Oh.
That is very cold.
That is very cold. You made him cry now. look at him. Sure. Oh, I think he's just coughing, actually.
I'll mute my mic while I cough.
Okay, bye-bye
then. I
told
you he was coughing.
So, defense rate S&P. It's been growing a little bit recently, hasn't it?
It has, yes. Yeah.
We've had big users.
Are we actually going to talk about the new members for the third time?
Yeah.
No. Alright, okay. Carry on.
Yeah.
Carry on.
There's not much to talk about though, really, is there?
No, not really.
They're just new. They're going to enjoy the server.
There's a UHC in 2 weeks from yesterday.
So, which is probably going to be when we're recording UHC, because this will go up 14 days afterwards.
Why?
To be fair, Dan, I think as soon as you say the time, you stick to that time. If they're not there, they're not there.
No, Ollie.
And you can take the death count from the side, please. You can take that off.
Just interested.
Wait.
Why is it interesting?
It's really...
It doesn't match up, Dan.
That's the original one.
Yeah, what, on the
side?
That's
from the beginning.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
But you've made a new one, so why are you...
No.
No,
he's put the death count on the side again, which I really don't like anymore.
Why?
Because the list is so big.
Thanks, Dan.
Just have a look. You'd have to freak out about it in the podcast.
I'm freaking out in the podcast. That's called being professional, guys.
Should we have a look at the top charts on music or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Go on to Radio 1.
iPhone 6. Talk about that.
So, the iPhone 6. Let's have a rant about this.
Oh, bendy.
Look at me. I'm
very bendy.
I'm the new person who works at Apple, I don't know your name, and I like to make phones bendy, which break in people's pockets, because I'm really clever.
I'm a clever boy.
I can't believe that they went through the whole design process and not realised that it would bend.
Surely they would have tested it,
yeah.
That's what they have to do before they can release a product.
Just pointing out, not all of them bend.
Yes, most of
them.
Is it just the iPhone 6 Plus?
Yeah, it's not the actual...
Which most people go for the Plus, just to say, you've got the iPhone 6, I've got the bigger model. I've got the bigger model, so... Basically how it is these days, it's like...
The bigger the better.
I don't see how people can have... Like, people I saw a news article where some woman had like taken out a loan to get the new iPhone, and now she's in like a couple of £1,000 of debt because
It's turning into like cars, because people buy expensive cars to show off. Let's be honest.
True.
Like, what else are you gonna do?
I mean, I'm not against the iPhone. I just don't see why they had to make it bend.
Yeah, it's true. It's slightly annoying, especially when it's. I won't trust it. I'm not getting one of those because.
I have the 5C. That's fine for me.
What phones do you guys have?
I have a Nokia Lumia 520.
Oh, Windows phone.
Yeah. I have the iPhone
HTC.
I have the iPhone.
I've got a Samsung Ace 3.
I can upgrade to iPhone 6 Plus, though.
Get hyped for that.
Oh.
Oh, God. iPhone.
Bendy.
That's my contribution to the podcast.
That's your entire
contribution. There you go. Congratulations to Artie. Our special
guest.
We're going
for half an hour, guys. We need to go for longer.
Oh.
How long are we making this podcast?
About 40 minutes is the plan.
The first instalment of the Defenestrate MP3.
We set the standard, guys.
This is a shit standard.
So every week we'll have a first one from the server.
That's right. It's called bleeping it out.
So who should we have next week?
We're not going to decide in the podcast. We're not going to go, oh, yeah, well, you're going to go like, oh, yeah, it's a 5%. And I'll just go, oh, no, she's really annoying.
Yeah, well, I think we should not have this Mr. Nerdy Gamer dude on the podcast. Like, who is this kid?
Yeah, who is he?
Thinks he owns a server.
Well, he does.
That was good. That was good.
Look.
I'm looking.
Oh, I've just been banned from the server.
Aww.
God, Ben, why do you have to abuse your powers on the server, Ben?
Yeah, Ben.
I'm not even on the server.
It's your server, Ben.
Oh, for
watch your language. You were the one who said, oh, Ollie, watch it. I've been good.
I didn't say, oh, Ollie, watch it.
No, Dan did.
Oh, Dan. I've
said bloody a couple of times.
Dan!
Oh, Ben, you can sort. You're like, oh, effing Jeff and B and poo.
My name is Jeff.
Because I called him a Nazi.
Yeah. It's not right. I don't.
Which isn't good, children. Never use that term in an insult.
So what do people think of Doctor Who?
I got bored on the third episode. I actually really liked last night's episode.
The last two episodes I've actually enjoyed.
Yeah, they were good.
Last week's was probably my favourite. I didn't think that I would like Peter Capaldi. I always give them a chance. Like, since Matt Smith, I always give them a chance.
Fair enough.
And I watched his first episode and I was like, could have been worse. Watched his second episode and I was like, could have been worse. And I was like, you know what?
I watched the first two episodes and I was like, yeah.
But every time there's a new Doctor, you just grow to them. It's just
Matt Smith will always be my favorite.
David Tennant.
It's not like Peter Capaldi. It's the writing that's awful, I think, actually.
This is true.
The storyline on the last two, though, have actually been pretty good.
What's-his-face thinks he's a lot funnier than he is. Stephen Moffat, he thinks he's like a comedian, but he's not.
Who's the one? Richard T. Davis, was it? I liked it.
Russell T. Davis. I like Russell. Okay.
His those episodes, they felt more
rustly.
They were better, basically.
I'm just fixing the nether up, guys, because
it hasn't been the same since he's left.
This is true.
I've only seen the first two episodes. Do you recommend me watching the rest?
Yeah.
Skip episode 3, because that one was crap.
What was episode 3 again? Was that the one where go back in time? The one with
Robin Hood.
I didn't like that.
Right. Skip episode 4 because that's crap.
That was the one where about under the bed and stuff like that.
Yeah. What was number 5?
Number 5 was last week's, which was where
the heist.
Oh, the heist. That was a good episode.
The heist was all right. That's worth watching.
There you go, Archie.
And then the rest of them are worth watching. Yesterday's was pretty good.
I like yesterday's.
That was a good storyline to it. I quite liked how they asked Earth to turn their lights off, but. Depends on the current time zones.
And they voted to kill it.
Yet, they didn't.
Kind of. Yeah, but that's because Peter Capaldi is the nice doctor.
Earth, you can choose. Oh, yeah, but we're just going to ignore you.
Oh, no, it was Clara who ignored it.
Yeah, well, that's Clara.
Yeah, but then it turned out that all was good and there was another moon.
Do you guys like Clara?
Oh yeah, I think she's gorgeous.
Oh, here we go.
Not in that way. Like as a companion.
Yeah, I think she's good. I think Amy Pond was one of my favourites. Just because she made my nights warm.
PG-13.
Oh dear. No, we can have innuendos. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, what? Well, what do you think I meant when I said warm?
She cuddled him. Is that what you mean when you say warm?
Yeah. She cuddled me. Me and Amy are in an intimate relationship. Karen,
yeah.
No, Amy. We role play, guys. Come on.
call me Rory. Rory. Oh, yeah, he waited
10,000 years.
PG-13. Oh, my God.
Oh, Rory, you waited thousands of years for me in the Pandora.
It was outside of the Pandora.
Yes, while I was in the Pandora, you sack. Amy was in
whatever happened to PG-13.
Oh well, that ended when you were effing and jeffing.
Yeah. Swearing about Nazis.
You can't do that though.
No, I'm not even swearing. I'm just making sexual jokes. I mean, 13-year-olds, freaking hell, if their parents did give them the birds and the bees, then they need to sort their life out. To be fair, I didn't have the talk though. Did any of you have the talk?
No.
No, me neither. I just watched.
Sort of pick it up. You
watch and learn.
You don't pick it up. What you do is you click and then you type
www.pg13
www.pokemon.com/
Oh, that's
no. /hentai.
Don't do /Charmander.
Oh yeah, guys, right, a Charmander.
No.
Still got the Charmander.
Oh god. Going into references, don't understand now, guys.
I taught these guys the Charmander. Everybody do the Charmander. What?
I will never pick Charizard again.
I wonder what way is it Ash and May? Like, go, Charmander, go. Char.
Oh, God, I'm so done.
Well, thanks for watching or listening.
Should we actually end it off?
Thank you for joining us on the first
first installation of Definitrate MP3.
Yeah, boys.
Check everybody's channel out.
Everybody, it'll be in the description because it's going up on the main channel.
Yeah, I'll stick it up.
So it'll be fun. Thanks for watching, guys.
And
bye.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.